This is Sandra from Houston. I think I was on the stack.
Yes, you were.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm just going to weigh in here because I missed the first two meetings, and I haven't watched videos or streamed any of the stuff that went on. But life is short, folks, and we have radio stations to run here. And people that behave inappropriately need to be put in their place or need to have boundaries set. Obviously, some people don't accept boundaries. I would not presume to try to tell any other LSB how to run their show. God knows in Houston we've had our share. But I don't think that myself or anybody from any other of the network who wasn't there can presume to pass judgment about what took place. However, we all have to deal with contentious people. My first question is, what makes them behave that way? And secondly, what can we do to bring them into the fold? How can we encourage people to act in a Pacifican manner and work toward our mutual goal, which is to keep the Pacifica Foundation alive and well and put out what needs to be put out on the airwaves so that people are informed and educated? It really bothers me that we spend this much time discussing things that we really don't have any control over. It's my understanding as the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee member that we are charged with coming up with some sort of solution so that it can be across the board equivalent for everybody, that if they have issues, that they have some means of addressing them. Apparently, Robert's Rules doesn't cover it all. Apparently, if you don't follow Robert's Rules, it doesn't cover it all. I would like to just throw it out there that we don't try to undo what's already been done, but we move forward and try to come up with some sort of resolution that can be accepted by all parties, meaning members of Pacifica and board members, to act on what you call egregious behavior. If somebody cannot, so to speak, play in the sandbox, then they should be put in time out, but I think for a short period of time until they get themselves in check and let everybody check themselves. You know, let's think about this before we act. That is what I'm doing productive? Is what I'm doing beneficial to the foundation?
I haven't been timing it, but it seems like it's been about 2 minutes. And what we're trying to discuss at this moment is the whether to vote up or down this amendment that a policy. What was it again, Arpal?
Before any recommendation be made by this committee, that there be a process to investigate what happened.
Okay, so can we vote on that at this time?
Which one are we voting on? Just that one on the investigation?
Please, Arpal, read it one more time.
The amendment is, before any recommendation be made by this committee, that there be a process to investigate what happened.
Okay.
This is Deb. I'd like to be on the stack. I do want to address that. I thought my name was on the list, and I realized my mute was on.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the things is about the investigation, I would like to strike or dismiss the part about the investigation, because nobody is disputing that his behavior was despicable. That was all there was to investigate. The other part that was to investigate is, did BAI follow any reasonable guidelines? And they have selected part of guidelines that say that they have no ability to do such. If they choose to ignore that and go to the bylaws, then there is no provision for a suspension. So while I am not really in favor of going against the order or somebody else's work, because this was thought of in advance, because the written things were brought, the written disciplinary notice was brought to the meeting, and because both Roberts, the bar bylaws, and any legal system in this country requires that the defendant be notified that he is being charged. I think that the bare minimum that it should be reduced, as we have said, that a suspension should be include the month, that meeting and the month afterwards, that he should be time served suspended, and that eliminates gainsaying their or undoing their suspension. But it also puts it back to a two-thirds vote where you're suspending somebody's membership. The reason why Robert's rules and our bylaws call for a two-thirds vote is because that's a very serious thing to do. What his behavior is not in contention. Everybody agrees it is not acceptable and not tolerable.
Okay, so are we ready to vote then on this amendment? Did anybody else want to speak?
Could you read the amendment one more time?
Yep. Hello?
Dave,
okay,
are you
we're
back?
Getting ready to. Ross Carl is reading the amendment so that we can vote on it.
Great, thank you.
Okay, the amendment is, before any recommendation be made by this committee, that there be a process to investigate what happened.
Okay. There was no vote. I made an amendment to that.
Okay, this is your.
I moved that we strike the part about an investigation be made because
that's what we're voting on right now.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So if you want to make a new amendment afterward, you can do that.
No, if there's an amendment, you have to take the amendment first.
Yeah, I'm. Okay. Let me write that down in there. Okay. What I have is the new amendment. Who made this amendment just now?
Deb Shafter.
Okay, Shafter. The amendment is to strike, quote, that there be a process to investigate what happened, unquote.
What's left?
No, there is more. There isn't much left.
Point of information? Oh, wait, I'm the chair. I can call myself. Am I the chair again?
Yes, sir.
Are you chair again? Okay.
I want to be clear. What I was hearing was not that there not be an investigation, but that the idea that there needed to be one before this committee made its recommendation, because I think what Lydia was suggesting, if I'm not mistaken, was that there be another person to look into it, although that may have been mediation and something different. But I think we're all going to vote this down. So isn't the issue, though, that there be an investigation before this committee makes a recommendation?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what we're voting on. Is that, Deb?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the amendment that I wanted to make, that we strike that part about the investigation.
Well, if we vote this down, doesn't that have the same effect?
Isn't the amendment to do that?
I think there was another part to it. Maybe there wasn't. Okay, if there wasn't, then I'm sorry.
The amendment that we were talking about is, before any recommendation be made by this committee, that there be a process to investigate what happened. And if we strike out...
Okay. I was under the misapprehension that was attached to the other motion that had been mentioned before about the compromise situation. Just cross that whole conversation out and vote on that part. That's it.
Okay.
So let's just vote.
Well, maybe can you ask for unanimous consent?
Pardon?
Dave,
oh, yeah.
Just
I'm
be
sorry.
Synced
I'm
up.
Sorry. I was like, who's going to do that? All right, is there unanimous consent?
Unanimous consent, I'm sorry, I meant to against.
That's yeah, against I mean. Against the motion.
Right.
Unanimous opprobrium.
Well, just ask, is there anybody for it?
Just ask, is there anybody for it?
Okay, is there anybody for it?
All
right, hearing no support, the motion fails. Next. The amendment fails, excuse me.
Okay, now we're to the main motion, which is, the Governance Committee recommends to the PNB that it rescind the suspension passed on March 9th of an LSB member in New York. And I'd like to say something on this.
Okay.
All right. There are two things. One, it's been said that people didn't know that you know, this was something that the way it was done was a violation, I have to point out that there were points of order raised by me and various other members, and we went over this in whatever detail we could, you know, given that it happened rapidly. So there was a lot of points of order pointing out that this you couldn't do it this way, and there were several different, not just one direction. Two, if we don't rescind this, we also have to understand that there's it's not just a case of a member has been suspended. There's also the humiliation factor in here, because a part of this motion, which was passed on March 9th in New York, says, be it further resolved that the secretary shall forthwith publish the text of this motion and the results of the vote on the LSB section of the WBAI website and arrange for printed copies to be made available at the station and at future LSB meetings for the duration of the suspension, which means basically, I mean, and of course, this is against Roberts. Roberts prohibits this. And so this is a part of the motion, and we're going to be going in September with this being handed out at every LSB meeting and every place else. So if people want to, if people don't want to rescind this, then understand you're doing exactly that, and I think that's probably actionable.
This is Dave.
I want to speak.
Okay, Jane, Bob, Dave.
Can we vote to rescind that mandatory publishing part without?
That was a, yes. You could divide that, and that's a different motion.
How would I make a motion that we?
I think you would make I think you would amend. Let's see, how could you do this? One way is to amend it and then divide it, and the amendment would be and remove the suspension, and then we divide it and vote the two things separately. But as it stands right now, the motion is a motion to suspend, to rescind the suspension, not to rescind that provision of the motion. So you could also just wait and do that as a separate motion. I'm just a little bit worried about time running out if you don't have it for it, but that's what I think the way to do it is.
Yeah, that's definitely what I would like to do.
Well, why don't you move to amend in that way, and by saying and rescind the part of the those posting things, and then we can move to divide that, and then we'll have two motions before us.
Well, wait, hold on.
No.
Point of order. No, there's a main motion, and if you amend it, then you amend the main motion. You can't.
That's correct.
Right.
All right. And then
when the main motion came forward, there would be a motion to divide, and we'd have the two pieces.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Then I would like to move to amend the motion that we add and rescind the
posting stipulations.
Yes.
Okay, who's making this motion?
This is Jane. I'm moving to amend it by adding the phrase and rescind
the posting provisions.
Posting provisions.
Provision.
Of
posting and publishing, because it has both. Posting.
Okay, posting and publishing provisions. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Bob. Wait. Was that the end of your comment, Jay?
Yes, it was.
Okay, Bob?
Okay. Let me straighten out this situation about the part of the motion dealing with publishing it. This is a simple act of transparency, and I can't believe that there's opposition to making public what anyone who was present that night at a public meeting heard. Every LSB is required to take minutes. Minutes were taken. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, last night at our board meeting, we approved the minutes of the March 9th meeting. That includes the entire text of the motion. So all that Lisa Davis's motion was doing by adding this mention about putting it on the website, and minutes, as soon as they're approved, they go on the website, was speeding up the date at which something that had happened in a public meeting that anyone who was present could have known about, and that ultimately would be, and now I believe has been, published as part of the minutes, it was a simple date question of making it known sooner. And I think Lisa's thinking was that a matter as serious as suspending a member is something that a lot of the listening public would be very interested in knowing what the reason was, and so not to wait to our sometimes ponderous process of approving minutes, which sometimes gets delayed when there's arguments about, you know, this phrase or that phrase, it could have been weeks and weeks, to simply say, let's speed that up there and get it out now so that there's no rumor-mongering and confusion for those who weren't at the meeting. They'll actually see in black and white what the wording of the motion was. So, and as far as R. Paul's mention about violating Robert's rules, he's referring to the wrong section. There's a section in Robert's rules about conduct that occurs outside a meeting that has to be subject to a trial, an executive session involving alleged misconduct and so on, and to protect the privacy of the member and so on, and the allegations that can't be published publicly. That's a completely different situation than conduct that occurs in a public meeting, which Robert's rules has a whole separate section with a set of rules in which it's all done in public. And of course, like any other public meeting, the minutes are published openly. So this is a non-issue that is being, is just being exaggerated into a simple matter of transparency in a timely way. And I don't see what the objection is. There's absolutely nothing actionable or humiliating about it. It's simply recording what happened. And, you know, people may not agree with what happened, but it's on the public record anyway.
Okay. I think... Hello?
Can we vote?
Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, we can vote. All those in favor of the Gatewood Amendment,
can you read
the roll?
Can you please reread the text?
Yeah.
Gatewood Amendment is to add the words, and rescind the posting and publishing provision of the motion, referring to the motion March 9th.
Sorry, point of information?
Now
that I hear the wording, does that mean that the minutes that were approved last night of that meeting that include the text of the motion would be prohibited from being posted on the WBAI website?
My understanding of this motion is that that the minutes will contain the text of any motion that was passed, and that it's not asking for you to delete anything from your minutes. It's saying that the stuff over and above the posting of the minutes be rescinded. That's my understanding of the intent of the motion. Is that correct, Jane?
Yep. I don't know.
Did you divide the motion? I am now confused.
We are going to amend the main motion to say this, and then when we consider the main motion, we'll divide it. So, but first we have to amend it.
Okay, so this vote is just on the amendment to... Okay.
Yes. So we're going to vote to amend the main motion. R. Paul, as described by R. Paul, can you read the roll, R. Paul?
Yes. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
David Edelson.
Yes.
Harry Berg, not here. Max Blanche. Lydia Brazon.
No.
Marty Derlin.
No.
Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
No.
Mike Martin. R. Paul Martin. Yes. Sarv Randhawa. Sandra Rolline.
No.
Doreen Roberts.
Yes.
Rob Robinson. Rob Robinson? Deb Shafto?
Starston,
yes.
Rob Robinson? Can anybody hear me?
I'm sorry, no, N-O.
Okay. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Hakam Takash, not here. Okay.
Hakam.
Five yes, 6, no.
Okay, the amendment fails. So the main motion.
Okay, one second, let me write this down here.
And by the way, the main motion is still open for debate, and I would like to make a point about it, which is my problem with the main motion as it stands is it does not provide a rationale. It just asks for rescinding. And without providing a specific rationale, I've heard several different arguments for why to rescind, and there are a couple arguments that I feel are stronger than others. I don't feel that rescinding without giving a reason is acceptable, nor would I leave that to one person without to report on the basis, you know, as part of a majority report. So without amendment, I have an issue with the motion. I may have an issue with amendment, but I think it needs to have specific reasons.
Okay. Are you going to move to amend it, Dave, or what?
I'm going to leave that to other people.
Here's the motion. This is Marty. That it be preceded with, whereas, because no progressive discipline was employed, the governance committee, blah, blah.
Okay, is that an amendment? Second?
Second.
Okay. To discussion, I have a point on that.
Well, let me make sure I've got this. Who made the motion?
Marty.
What I have is add, whereas progressive discipline was not employed.
Right.
That would go at the front, I gather.
Yep.
So this is Dave. I would like to speak to that if no one else would like to go before me. If no one else would like to go before me. The problem with that is that's not, I mean, that may be a reason we find the result distasteful, but if you go to the rules, that there's nothing in Roberts that says, well, I mean, it does call for the two attempts to bring the member to order, but that's not progressive discipline in the sense of the duration of suspension. To me, the issue of rules have to do with things like, can a committee discipline its member, yes or no? Was that in place at the time? It has to do with questions like, was the provisions of Robert's rules that the board was invoking followed or not? You know, the whole in a meeting, not in a meeting. There are a whole set of questions, but that one is one that to me would not provide the PMB with a justification to rescind on the basis of any rule violation. That would be sort of a violation of sentiment, like we don't like your sentiment. And so I think that is exactly the kind of thing the PMB shouldn't be doing. We don't like what an LSB did, so we're going to overturn it just because we don't like it. As opposed to saying, we're going to overturn it because it wasn't consistent with existing rules.
Well, propose another amendment, Dave, if you feel strongly about a whereas preceding it then.
Well, my reason for not proposing another amendment is because I think there were a number of technical errors that the board made, but none of them rise, in my mind, to be equal to, in this case, the particular set of transgressions. I do think that they should have done a shorter duration and attempt to mediate some of these things. But again, for my own purposes, there's no single set of rules violations that are adequate at this point that I see, unless somebody can propose a specific one and argue it.
Well,
Dave,
I can.
This is Sandra from Houston. I can't propose anything, but I have a question.
Go ahead.
Does anybody even know what the rules are? I mean, after listening for the last 2 hours, I'm not really sure.
Could I make a statement, Deb Shasta?
Please.
Okay. The source cited for the authority to do this was Robert's Rules. And it is very vague in that section. That allows for suspension of some time. There's nothing mentioned in there. But what is mentioned in Robert's Rules, if that's the authority you're citing, is that committees cannot do this. Now, our rules, our bylaws, do supersede Robert's rules on that in that instance. But our bylaws do not allow for suspension. They allow for a two-thirds vote on removal and nothing less. Now, those need to be amended, I agree. But they haven't been amended, and therefore an action taken before amendment is not legal.
So that would be the kind of amendment that, to me, would make sense. I don't know whether I would vote in favor of the motion if so amended, but that seems to me to be the appropriate kind of argument to make. So the amendment that's before us right now from Marty, I'm going to be voting against.
Well, can we just add whereas instead of voting down each one?
Well, if you're asking me and no one else has another comment, I can answer. That first whereas, to me, I don't think we should have multiple whereases where some of them, I mean, I'd still vote against this whereas because I don't think it's germane of the amendment
vote?
That's before us. Yeah.
Let's vote.
Is there any more discussion? Okay, then we'll vote on Derwin's amendment. Does anybody require that it be reread?
I do.
Okay, can you reread it, Arpal?
Yes. The amendment is to add, whereas progressive discipline was not employed, at the front of the motion.
Okay, can you call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron.
No.
David Edelson.
No.
Mary Bird. Lost. Max Blaché, Lydia Brazon.
No.
Marty Derlin.
Even I vote against it after Dave's explication.
Jane Gatewood.
No.
Bob Lederer.
No.
Mike Martin. R. Paul Martin. Abstain. Sarv Randhawa. Sandra Rawline.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Deb Shafto.
No.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's 10 no's, 0 yes.
Okay, Deb, did you want to make an amendment?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
It's going to sound, I may need some help with this, but whereas the authority cited by the BAI-LSB is Robert's Rules of Order, and whereas Robert's Rules of Order specifically prohibits committees from disciplining their members, and I don't know how to get around one more whereas, and whereas our bylaws, which supersede our RO, do not allow committees to, suspend their members, this action should be rescinded.
Robert's rules prohibit people from disciplining their members?
It doesn't prevent them from disciplining. It doesn't allow them to suspend them.
Before
you may discipline, but it takes a two-thirds majority.
Excuse me. Before the motion is reread, can I make the suggestion that you say because the disciplinary authority granted to the LSBs bylaws is limited to removals.
Fine.
By a two-thirds vote.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's clearer.
Okay.
I think it's clearer. I just don't want an escape out to Robert's rules and finding that passage again.
Okay. Could somebody reread that part again, please?
Grace, could you perhaps just say, because the bylaws are silent on the matter of discipline?
It wasn't Grace who made this motion.
I'm sorry.
No, it was me. And I let me think about it just for a second.
Why don't I read what I have here at this point? I have add, whereas the authority cited by the WBAI-LSB is Robert's Rules of Order, and whereas Robert's Rules of Order prohibits committees from disciplining their members, and whereas our bylaws, which supersede Robert's Rules of Order, do not allow committees to suspend their members. Now, I think we're...
Or you could say have no provision for suspending their members.
No, they prohibit suspension, disciplining of members. Oh, you're saying the bylaws have
bylaws.
No provision. Okay.
The bylaws don't.
Okay, that was Roberts. Yeah.
And?
So, all right, so this last, we're working on the last whereas here.
Yes.
Whereas our, let me read, spelled right.
It's good.
Whereas our bylaws, which supersede Robert's Rules of Order,
have no provisions, say,
for
suspension.
Okay, are we calling the roll?
Okay, well, hold on.
Well, can we have
in here.
A little discussion?
Is anyone having problems with this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
why don't I read what
can
I got?
We get the Aryan supremacist in here?
No, but we can just vote. Let's not.
Why don't I read what I got?
We cannot vote if there's discussion.
That's what I'm suggesting. We end discussion.
Well,
so
but
we
there are people
vote.
Who want to discuss, and Rob has something Aryan he'd like to say. So,
and I'd like to speak. This is Bob.
Can I suggest I read the thing as it is?
Yes.
Okay. To add, whereas the authority cited by the WBAI LSB is Robert's Rules of Order, and whereas Robert's Rules of Order prohibits committees from disciplining their members, and whereas our bylaws, which supersede Robert's Rules, has no provision for LSBs to suspend their members.
Well, that's all accurate.
Okay. Bob?
Okay. Both of these whereases are completely incorrect. Dave earlier gave a very good argument as to why it's a misinterpretation of Robert's Rules section about committees not being able to discipline their members to apply that to the LSB. They are not committees in the sense that Robert's Rules envisions. The clearest example is the fact that the bylaws empower them with the right to expel their members. So clearly they have the right to discipline, and it's to say they can expel, but to do anything less than expelling, they have to go to the PNB. That doesn't make any sense, and it defies the whole history of these bylaws that came out of partially a struggle for the local autonomy of local boards, which Dave was part of one of the lawsuits that to achieve that. So that's the first whereas. The second whereas, where it says our bylaws have no provisions for LSBs to suspend their members, well, the bylaws only supersede Robert's Rules if they're in conflict with Robert's Rules.
Right.
But on the question of discipline less than expulsion, the bylaws say nothing specific one way or the other. Therefore, you automatically have no choice but to default to that, whatever it is, Article 16 that says the foundation shall be bound by Robert's Rules unless they are in conflict with the bylaws. There is no conflict when there's no contradiction, there's no rule against suspension or against any other lesser penalty. Don't forget, we're also talking about things like censure. By this logic, then you'd say you can't even censure a member of your board because it's not mentioned in the bylaws. The bylaws require us to follow Robert's Rules, and that's exactly what Lisa Davis did. She looked in Robert's Rules and said, okay, there's a range of options for grave misconduct. It includes censure, it includes apology, requiring an apology, and it includes, quote, a suspension of membership rights for a time. So it's fully legal, and both of these whereases are just completely incorrect.
Rob, did you want to add to that?
No.
Okay. I would like to respond. Would anybody else?
Yeah, I would if you don't.
Okay, I'll always put myself last unless you want me to go first.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
Okay. The point here is very much like the point about the imposing progressive discipline retroactively. The point here is that bylaws provide for the right to expel. Anything else is left to Robert's Rules. And Robert's Rules says that a committee cannot discipline. So it's an interpretation, one that I was arguing we need to make explicit, that provision of Roberts on discipline would not apply to LSBs. Absent an explicit provision that says that, it's just like having no explicit provisions around suspensions. And Robert says committees can't discipline their members, and the bylaws say that the LSB are a committee. So it seems to me a parallel logic, and it does seem to me reasonable to say that, I don't know that I'm going to vote for this. In fact, I know that I'm not going to vote for it as a main motion, but it is the proper main motion, it seems to me. So I'm going to vote in favor of the amendment.
This is Serena. I'd like to get on the stack after Deb.
Go ahead. I'm still thinking.
It makes no sense to me that the bylaws would empower the local board to enact the ultimate discipline, which is removal, and say, but you can't do anything else. I mean, that's just not logical. That's not reasonable. So I think that this entire suggestion that, hey, you know, it's sort of like, well, you know, you can lock your kid in the basement for life, but you can't tell them no TV for a week. It's not that this person is anything like any of my children, but it simply does not hold. That logic does not hold.
Dave. Are there any further comments, or can we go to a vote?
Dave,
no, Marty. I have a further comment.
Deb and Marty.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is clear about all sections, I think I touched on this before, but one of the things that's clear about Robert's rules and the bylaws and our local governments in our state, even though the state they're in, maybe it doesn't always work, but you are supposed to give people notice. Now, notice was available. Notice was given prepared prior to this meeting, and notice was not given to this person that they were about to be suspended. If you're talking about, rather than the letter of the law, if you're talking about the spirit of it, then that is definitely a violation of the spirit of it. You cannot pick and choose, saying, I want the spirit here, I want this part of that law and that part of this law. We either go by Roberts or we go by the bylaws. You don't get to pick this sentence, that comma, and this word. You go by what they say. And in all cases, it says that the person being accused or disciplined will have an opportunity, will be presented with an opportunity to defend themselves, and that was not provided. So no matter whether you're talking about the letter or the spirit, you're talking about an action that at bare minimum needs to be compromised, and that if that is not possible, if this person's rights are to be that disregarded, then it ought to go to suspension or to rescission of it. If there is a compromise available, like time served, blah, 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 that kind of thing, yes, okay, we could go with that way. But you can't do both. You can't have it both ways.
This is Grace Aaron. I'd like to be on the stack.
Marty and then Grace, but you know what? We need a motion to extend. We're past time.
Well, I can't make that because I'm about to get off the call because we have gone almost 20 minutes over what we extended 20 minutes, but just let me say my piece and I'm going to leave then. What bothers me about this is the lack of due process and the lack of progressive discipline. I, too, like Deb, like everybody on this call, find the behavior despicable, and I think there should be a suspension with a two-thirds vote, which is what we have provision for. But I can't support how it went down. And I'm sorry, I feel for the chair, I feel for the members of the LSB, but I don't think that we can let this stand. And whatever the vote is tonight, and whatever comes before the PNB, that's my position. So, and I have to go. Bye.
Okay, Grace.
I think that the argument that was just made about improper process that the suspension was done under should be included in the motion, because on the face of it, the motion itself doesn't state that argument, which is probably the strongest argument in opposition to maintaining the suspension.
Hello?
This is Lydia. Can you add me?
Yeah. Well, you know what I'd like to do? We are over time, and understand that given the lateness of the hour, I recommend that we recess this meeting and take it up again at a mutually acceptable time so that we can deal with these motions, because there is still more clearly that is coming out. I think we're there yet. Would people welcome a recess of this meeting until, for example, Sunday or Monday?
No, I mean, actually, I was just going to say, is there anyone who doesn't already know how they stand on this position? Otherwise, why are we continuing to talk?
Because after we deal with this, whereas another issue has been raised about something else that should be included.
No, but is there anyone that
yet,
is not...
And, excuse me, and there are also another series of motions to be...
Right, but is there anyone who has not already developed a position on the main motion?
No, no.
Point of information?
Yes.
When, Zarpal, when is the PNB meeting that we're doing this so that they'll get it?
Rob, do you know?
I think it's the 25th.
25th.
You mean, when is the... Yeah, it's the 25th
being
of this month,
PNB.
Yeah.
Might we recess until next Thursday?
There's another meeting, I think, next Thursday, isn't
it? Yeah, that's true. There's an elections review thing. Might we recess until Monday?
I don't think it's a recess. I think you're talking about fix a time at which to adjourn.
Okay.
In other words, adjourn to have another meeting.
Well, I have a big concern about it because...
There's a programming meeting on Monday anyway.
I mean, I'm just exhausted by this. I stayed up until 11 so that we could...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in that case, let us have a motion to extend the time to long enough to dispense with this motion. The motion actually asks for us to deal with the question of rescission, and if that's a word, and if we do that...
Rescission,
then we
you mean?
Rescission, excuse me. Thank you. So if we've done that, we've complied with the request of the PNB, and we can deal with the other issues subsequently. So is there a motion to extend?
Move to extend for 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Okay, how much? Make us
10.
That's
ten.
It. Jesus Christ.
10,
my child.
Okay, what's the motion? To extend for how long?
I said 5 minutes. If other people want more?
Is there objection? Is there any objection? We extend for 5 more minutes to hold the vote. Okay, can we go to a vote? A vote on the amendment. You want to read the amendment and call the roll?
This is Grace Aaron.
Yes.
I'm confused now. I think this amendment is not inclusive of the concept of what we're dealing with.
Then you need to propose another amendment that includes that, and that was my reason for wanting more time so that that could be done.
Right. This is a flawed amendment. I might vote yes to it, but it's compromising. I feel like I'm compromising my integrity doing so because it doesn't incorporate what we're really.
If you agree with the sentiment, you can vote for this amendment and then amend an additional statement which does incorporate the sentiment that you want. And if the committee votes yes on it, then it will be included. I'd like to bring this piece of it to a vote.
What are you talking about?
Just Marty's amendment. No.
Marty added some other issues that she had that she wanted to include, that Grace would like to see included. And I am saying that Marty's amendment, that Deb's amendment, we can vote on that. And then if she wants to propose another bit of language to amend in addition, then the committee can vote that addition up or down as well. And then we can do the main motion and get out of here.
Yes.
So I would like to vote on Deb's amendment.
I'd like to divide into the two parts.
Which is what? Two parts?
The two whereases.
Two whereases, okay. Is there any objection to dividing?
Point of order, there are three whereases. Why don't I read the motion?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Whereas the authority cited by the WBII LSB is Robert's Rules of Order, and whereas Robert's Rules of Order prohibits committees from disciplining their members, and whereas our bylaws, which supersede Robert's Rules of Order, has no provision for LSBs to suspend their members.
Yeah, so I guess I'm moving to divide the first two whereases, which are clearly a package, from the third one, which is a different concept.
Is there any objection to the division?
No.
Object.
Yes. Okay. Then all those in, call the roll for division.
Well, hold on. Let me write. I got to write this down here. So hold on, folks. I'm going
yeah,
to...
Yeah, you missed a five-minute extension,
yeah.
You.
I don't...
All right.
You can
so
divide...
Is,
no. You can divide it if you want. I just didn't want to divide it because I thought that would take longer. But
no. If we divide it, it'll go quick.
Then do whatever you want.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
The motion is to divide the last whereas from the first, from the rest of it.
Right. So can you call the roll? Can you read the first two whereases and call the roll, please?
Okay. Yeah. Yes. I'm. Let me get that in there. I have to copy something else. The form in. Okay. On the motion to divide, Grace Aaron.
No. It's not the motion to divide, Dave. Right? That was unanimous consent, wasn't it, Dave?
No.
Yes.
No,
it was not unanimous.
She just said why she objected. She withdrew her objection.
But it was not unanimous. There was nobody asked for other objections. I object.
Okay, so we're.
I'm willing to go to a vote, but I'm not willing to just.
You object. You object to dividing.
I object to dividing because they are in fact one issue.
Okay, then we'll call the roll for the division, R. Paul, please.
Okay, on the division, Grace Aaron.
Abstain.
David Edelson.
Yes.
Mary Berg, Max Blaché, Lydia Brazon.
Yes.
Marty Derwin.
Yes.
Jane Gatewood.
Abstain.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
Yes.
Mike Martin or R. Paul Martin. No. Sarv Randhawa. Not here. Sandra Rawline. Doreen Roberts.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Deb Shafto.
No.
Okay, I'm Takashi. Okay, is Jane Gatewood here?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can, yeah. How's your vote?
No, I abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Is there anybody whose name I didn't call?
I don't think Sandra answered. I don't know if she's on the call.
That's who I was looking for. Sandra Rawline? Not here, I think. Okay. 1, 2, 3... 5 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, so we divide them. Now will you call the roll on the, read the first part and call the roll.
Okay, 1 second. All right, well, hold on 1 second. I've got to get that.
While we're taking all this time, Grace, I do hope you are constructing the exact amendment you would like to make so that it can be dispensed with rapidly.
Okay, and so this is, let's see here. All right, so we've divided this. Okay, so I'll be reading the first two. Okay.
Paul, I'm voting yes on both pieces. I'm going to have to be out of contact for about 2 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, can we really do that, Dave?
I don't know about that. All right, I'm reading the as it
okay,
is now.
Okay, I'll wait.
Whereas the authority cited by the WBII LSB is Robert's Rules of Order, and whereas Robert's Rules of Order prohibits committees from disciplining their members. And that's the first.
So call the rule, please.
Division. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Dave Edelson.
Yes.
Mary Berg, Blanche, Brazon.
No.
Derlin, Gatewood.
No.
Letterer.
No.
Mike Martin, R. Paul Martin, yes. Sarah Randhawa, Sandra Rawline. Serene Roberts.
No.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I counted 4-4. It's a tie.
4-5.
Okay, so it failed.
No, I count
I had
5.
4-5.
I have 5.
No, 5-4, rather.
3-4-5. 1-2.
Take it again.
1-2-3. Okay, let's look. 1-2-3. Well, let's count this again. Grace Aaron.
Say this again. What are we doing?
We're doing this
over.
Vote
over.
We have
the vote
count
over.
Here.
Okay.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
David Edelson.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Jane Gatewood.
No.
Bob Letterer.
No.
Martin. Yes. Serene Roberts.
No.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Okay, 5-4. 5, okay. It's 4-4-5 against.
Okay, that fails. I think. Does that moot the second part?
No, that's separate.
Mm-mm.
That's why it was...
Okay, can you please
did, we
the second
that.
Part?
Was it, is it... Did Marty Gerlin leave?
Yes,
yeah, Marty
did.
Left and Sandra left.
Were you not here?
Yeah, I was here, but I wasn't sure that they left.
She said she was leaving.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Next one is... Okay, let me set up the vote for it here. Okay, the... what's left to vote on is... Whereas our bylaws supersede Robert's Rules of Order... Whereas our bylaws, which supersede Robert's Rules of Order, has no provisions for LSBs to suspend their members. All right? We're ready to vote?
Go ahead.
Grace Aaron.
We're just doing it on that one sentence?
Yeah. The,
as it relates
that's
to
the
main
whereas.
Motion. Right.
Okay. Yes.
Dave Edelson.
I pass. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Mary Berg, Max Blanche, Lydia Brazon.
No.
Marty Derlin's gone. Jane Gatewood.
No.
Bob Letterer.
No.
Mike Martin, R. Paul Martin, yes. Sarah Randhawa, Sandra Rawline, Serene Roberts.
No.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Akam Takash. Okay.
Bakum.
Is there anybody whose name I didn't call?
You didn't call Hockham's name correctly.
So the vote's the same, isn't it?
No, it's 3-5 with an abstention.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I passed. Now I concretize that as an abstention.
Okay. All right, so it's 3-5 with an abstention.
That failed as well.
Okay, now, Grace, you had an amendment.
You know, I Marty stated it. I can't wrap my mind around it, but I the only thing I can say, I won't make it as a statement or an amendment. What my thought is that even though the actions of the WBAI board member in question were reprehensible, as there is some evidence of the biased and inconsistent application of both Robert's Rules of Order and the bylaws, I would recommend shortening the suspension period.
All right, that's a whole ball of wax, and I'm going to rule it out of order at this point.
Actually, I agree. I'm not suggesting it as a motion.
Right.
I'm just saying that what Marty stated, I just can't grant. At this, the meeting's been going on so long.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
folks, if I may, it sounds like this is going to be the substance of a minority report, particularly based on the opinions I've been hearing on this call. So I would like to bring the main motion to a vote.
Please.
And assign an author for the minority report who may very well be Grace.
Mm-hmm.
May we move to a vote on the main motion?
Yes.
Is there any objection to that?
No.
Okay, would you call the roll? Would you read the main motion and call the roll, please, Arpal?
The motion is, the Governance Committee recommends to the PNB that it rescind the suspension passed on March 9th of an LSB member in New York. Grace Aaron.
That's the main motion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. That suspension be rescinded.
Excuse me. The main motion, didn't Jane Gatewood amend that to include rescinding the posting provisions?
That failed.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes.
Aaron, yes. Adelson.
Abstain.
Berg, Blanchet, Brisson?
No.
Gerland's gone. Jane Gatewood?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Mike Martin, R. Paul Martin? Yes. Sarv Rundawa? Sandra Rawline? Serene Roberts?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
And Hakim Takrash?
Hakim.
Hakim.
I'm never going to get this. Three, 5-1. 3-4, 5 against, 1 abstention.
Okay, now, I would like to assign somebody who will construct a minority report. Grace, would you be willing to take on that responsibility?
I feel that I have... less familiarity than other people have.
Deb, would you be willing to do it?
Yes, I will.
Okay, and it will presumably be circulated to other people. Who is going to? I guess the form of the majority report should really have been in the whereas is, and I think maybe what we should do is have a separate submission that's consistent with the majority opinion, but in the form of the minority report, we the undersigned approach, so that basically it's not just left to one person. Are other people amenable to that? And we'll assign somebody to sort of draft that.
Dave, this is Bob. Yeah, that sounds fine, as long as it's clear that at this point the majority does not favor any motion.
Well, that's
right.
Very good, Bob.
We're making
I think that a minority report is inappropriate.
Well, it depends on what the majority report.
No, the majority is that we vote no on this, and the minority is in support of it for the following reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Who is going? If no minority wishes to do it, then that's a separate question. But
I already agreed to the minority.
Okay.
Right. So the point is there somebody who will draft a statement of the rationale for the majority position?
I can do that. But
okay. So Bob, you'll do that. Is the other members of the majority fine with Bob doing it?
Bob, make it short.
Yeah. Now, some things were put off. Remember my mediation thing? Is that going to be taken up at a different meeting?
That's a different motion.
Only if. So at this point, we're done with this meeting.
We
can adjourn this meeting to be continued at a subsequent date, and that week, I believe we can do that without the 7 days notice in the same way that LSBs have been doing that, if we just continue this meeting, basically. Adjourn until a time certain. The other option is set a new meeting at least a week from now in order to consider the other aspects of this.
I think you need to give the notice. I don't think, in other words, we can simply say we're going to continue this meeting at another point in time. And
yeah, I don't think that's appropriate.
I don't think so either.
All right, then would people think a week from Monday would be appropriate? That's still in advance of the board meeting.
A week from Monday would be May 2nd?
I think so.
Well, no, a week from Monday is the 25th.
That's the B&B meeting.
Oh, no,
then,
right.
Then how about a week from Friday?
I can't do Fridays.
God, let's have a life. No Friday meeting.
A week from Sunday. Because I don't have a life on Sunday.
Oh, I can do Sunday.
It would depend on the
time.
Isn't
that Passover?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Serene.
I'm not available. I think that's Passover weekend, isn't it?
April 24th?
I'm not available.
I'm not available for other reasons.
Yeah. You're not either, Dave. You don't know.
I'm not?
No, LA Times Book Festival.
Yeah, but I was going to do it in the evening.
Now, is it possible that we could meet for a short meeting next Thursday prior to the election review?
The election review meeting
is at 5:30. Could we do it at 4 p.m. Pacific time for an hour?
What about working people? There are some people who work.
I can't do that.
That's 21st,
maybe we could be with Mr. DiRienzo up in Coeur d'Alene. I think there's a big Nazi party meeting up there.
Oh, gee whiz. I guess you can call people that, but he can't. That's nice.
Rob, that really...
Really is out of order.
Rob, definitely. I'm going to call you to order for that statement.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, but
I apologize.
I'd just like to make the point that transgressions of that sort are exactly the kind of thing that people are arguing should not be grounds for 6 months suspension. All right, let's go on. When are we going to meet again?
The 21st is out.
What's the 21st?
That's a week from blank.
Is it because of notice?
No, what's wrong with the 21st?
We have 7 days notice requirement. We can meet any time between the 21st and the 25th as long as we give notice. We could even meet that...
Yeah, 21st.
I say the 21st. That's a meeting on the 21st.
Right, that's the executive review meeting, and that's at 5 o'clock, right, Serene?
No, executive review is Monday.
it's on the schedule for the 21st, so...
Which you mean elections review?
No. I'm looking at the schedule now, and it says executive search on the 21st.
I think that got changed later. Maybe it wasn't reflected on the schedule.
Well, can we do this on email?
Well,
we don't have much time.
I mean, at this point,
Thursday, it has to be noticed before midnight tonight.
Okay, can we say that can someone check, and if that meeting is on Monday instead of Thursday, then let's do it on the 21st.
I think what we need to do is set the meeting, announce it, and if we want to change it, we
can.
To a later
that's
date,
perfect.
We can.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So
okay. The 21st, 5 p.m. Pacific time?
Yes.
Or 4
yes.
p.m. Pacific
five.
Time?
5 p.m.
No,
and,
five.
And Will, is there any objection to having our Paul notice that immediately so that we meet the notice requirement? And if we need to delay it, we can over email tomorrow, discuss it, and choose a date that's later than that that's appropriate?
Yes, no objection.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none,
right,
our Paul,
so
can you notice 21st
that? 21st at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Yes, can you notice that right now? And
yep.
Then we shall adjourn. It was wonderful, folks. I look forward to talking to you again in a week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night.